ready to go, Rufus.
And welcome to another episode of the Internal Robots Podcast. Wow, are you okay?
Good evening.
Why is that the sound you made?
What?
What is what?
I think he had a robot internally.
Ah. Did you get that out?
No.
Oh dear. Should get that checked. Anywho.
I just thought of the Matrix then. Like, you know with the little. Like in the belly button?
Okay. Yeah.
Can we start over?
We'll get you... No, that's not how we do it.
Just
not anymore.
Me vomiting in the corner. It's been a long day.
We used to restart things, but it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Cool. We soldier on.
It is Friday, the 31st of May. I am your host, David Way. This is episode 56. I am joined... Actually, you know what? Occupying Jack's seat is the return of. I forgot to ask you. Do you want to remain partially anonymous?
Max is fine.
Max is fine.
Can I?
No, it's too late for that.
Sure is.
I wasn't thinking of ramifications when we started this.
Yeah, thank
years
you.
And years ago. And Josh Brunker. We are not joined by Jack Harvey. Because not for the first time, he is missing out on a podcast. Actually, no, he didn't even miss out on the other one with a broken leg.
Yeah, he's also
he Skyped in for the last time he had a broken leg.
Wait, he had a broken leg?
Yeah, on one of the first episodes.
Is it the same leg?
I don't know.
Does he just have like weak bones?
he's a bird.
I've never seen him drink milk.
He's got brittle bones like a bird.
What?
Do they have brittle bones?
Yes!
A fucking emu?
No, they're super brittle because they're super light because they have to fucking fly.
You could have said like...
What about a
like
land
the guy
bird?
From Mass Effect?
Shepard?
No, the fucking pilot.
He hasn't played Mass Effect.
I played a bit of the first one.
Joker. Are you serious?
I didn't like the combat.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it was trash.
It gets better.
I don't like
the combat
when...
It does get better.
I hate it in the games where you like just shoot enemies like and they don't flinch or anything and they just run and then just go... Bloop!
That's because it's an RPG.
Yeah, I don't like that. Ugh. Just put in some flinching or something.
Fucking
it gets better.
Amazing games, yeah.
2 and 3.
Yeah, look, I'm all about that gameplay.
And I'm all about that story, so.
The story is pretty good.
The story
yeah, look,
I may or
what about the third one?
It's great.
Yeah, the third one's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, there was only controversy about the very end.
I played the original ending and I didn't even think it sucked.
No, I don't. I didn't. I agree.
Is that what people were angry
yeah,
about?
No, I was totally fine with it. Like, it could have been better.
Look, I'm just basing it on things I've heard on
the end. No, but the issue wasn't that it was bad. It was the issue was that the end ultimately did not feel particularly influenced by your actions previously.
It kind of
bottled all into the one ending.
I think that's fine. That's life in general. You make all these choices,
and the end means here we go. Episode 6. Maybe it might have been a foot. I just said crippled. Okay, but yeah. So the image there is his broken. He broke a toe. Okay, there you go. It wasn't his leg last time. It was a toe.
What's he doing?
Foot stuff.
Apparently.
You like them feet pics?
I'm looking at one right now, and I like it.
Yep, this one right here.
Yeah, and his bones just snap.
Apparently.
It's kind of good to know.
If someone's bones snap?
Yeah, we can probably use that against him.
Yeah, like...
Or protect him if he needs it.
If he ever fucks with us, like...
He's not really one to fuck.
Hi, Jack.
I know you're listening.
Well, I mean, he's out for, like, what...
Yeah, apparently he won't be walking for 11 weeks.
Oh, boy.
Was the, at least the initial estimate.
Does he get a chair? Or, like, does he just have crutches?
Oh, for some reason I went to electric chair.
Does he get the chair?
Does he get a chair?
Do we put him down?
Put
Do we take him out back?
Yeah. A noble steed.
Gone rabid.
Shotgun to the face. Gone rabid? Oh, no.
I'm assuming so. But yeah.
He broke his leg, so therefore he went rabid?
Look, they do that with horses.
I've seen That's not because they go rabid.
That's because they broke their leg.
No, but they're playing rabbits.
Oh. Wait, you've played rabbits.
Have you?
I've played rabbits.
In the Mario crossover.
Yeah, like Mario the and rabbits.
Mario versus XCOM.
No, it was Mario classic, and rabbits.
Classic crossover.
In an XCOM-like.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, yeah. So that's that addressed. Jack's dead. So you took his seat.
Woo! Look, that's more enthusiasm than Jack ever gave. Actually, that's not true. He was probably the most enthusiastic.
He sings. I'm not singing.
I don't know if you would call it singing.
I wouldn't.
He noises well.
I don't know if you... Well?
I get a he chuckle. Noises. I get a chuckle. Noises I'll give him that.
Often like, humorously.
He probably made a lot of noise when he broke his leg.
I imagine, probably. I don't know.
He sung a news theme. Tell us about news.
He's just in shock.
David! What's today? Today!
It's like a war veteran.
Wait, is that his happy place? Singing his new song, which he's never prepared for but insisted on doing.
I do like to think that the podcast is his happy place. I don't know why that particular segment would be it. Well, that's the only part he does alone, right?
He does a lot in life alone.
I meant in the podcast. It's that yeah, I talking guess. About the crew in a positive light.
Yeah. Like someone had to.
No. No, they didn't. They really didn't.
I think Max likes the crew.
What's the crew?
Staunch defender of the crew, Max. What's the crew?
Is that another Mario game?
No.
Similar.
So it's a driving game.
Need for Speed?
Worse.
Yeah, a lot worse. It was an online only with no multiplayer.
Cool. Wow.
And barely any single player.
Just full of microtransactions.
Sounds great.
Riddled with Lobitis.
Is that by EA?
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. How we doing? none of us have broken limbs.
No.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, not bad.
Oh,
I've broken my arm. I thought it was weird that you guys hadn't really sympathized with me on that one. Just walking around in a cast.
You'll be right.
You don't need arms.
No, definitely not. Not for all of the things that I do.
You can play video games one-armed, right?
I mean, I can.
Didn't they? Who was showing us that, like, adaptive, like, disability
I was showing
control?
You that. That Microsoft, cool.
The adaptive controller, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you play that with one hand?
I mean, yeah, it's designed so people that you know, want to play like with like a foot or like an amputated arm or something like that.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah or, and like it's designed so you can plug in all the other like because there's a bunch of different like universal tools. So you know, you get those things where where you can blow into things or you can like, respond to like eye movement and stuff like that.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
yeah, and I think it wasn't stupidly expensive.
No, they've tried to make it as cheap and as accessible.
That's pretty
as
nice. Problem.
Yeah,
yeah, it was really, really.
Nothing's
cool
worse than like them making it and being like, "That's $10,000." Yeah.
I wonder if you could get that like using your NDIS funding. Niche topics.
Yeah.
Probably,
assistive technology, I'll tell you.
Because it's completely off.
It's
disability focused.
Yeah.
And, you know, playing video games could be
It is an assistive technology.
All right, well, if I break my arm, I'll hit you up.
You can't do that, but sure.
Breaking your arm's not a disability, but
we can turn it into one. I'm not saying I own it. I'm just saying if I need it, I'll hit you up.
This is a whole other episode. We'll do a whole NDIS and gaming focused podcast.
Great. I look forward to it.
That's probably not a bad idea, to be
look,
honest.
I think you'll have trouble getting it with the... Depending on the planner.
We
should not talk about this. This is going to be the most boring fucking conversation.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
Let me go through the details of this.
I think it's interesting.
No, I think you were right. I don't think this is the forum for it.
Mm.
Yeah, look,
we'll do some research and we'll come back. Disability in gaming. That's an interesting topic.
Totally. I 100% agree. And one that deserves to have some light shone upon it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not prepared for this.
Though. Yeah, not. And you are
tuned.
Not. Gentle listeners, you are not prepared.
Gentle?
I don't know. Jack?
Gentle Jack?
Gentle Jack.
Simple Jack?
All right. Speaking of games, which I'm sure we were at some point.
Yeah.
You all played any?
Yeah, bish. You know me.
Okay.
Yeah, and you didn't last time.
I did play stuff last time. It just wasn't.
Oh, you played Rage, didn't you?
Yeah, I played Rage 2.
Ah. Tell us about it.
Ah. Okay.
so enthusiastic.
No.
Yeah, I played games. You want to tell us, Adam? Nah.
It's one of those games that's kind of disappointing, like, because it could have been so much more.
Sure.
I think.
Like my life.
Yeah, for example.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll play that.
Look, combat, fantastic. Like, I'm enjoying it.
Which you would expect from it.
Yeah. Feels really good, like really, like kind of doomish, like,
yeah,
you know, kinetic gunplay, yeah, everything like that. I'm enjoying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that side's really good. Story,
and it's open world too, right?
It is open world. Yeah. That's
all right. We'll start with story. We'll come back around to the world.
Story. I've just kind of been more going around. I've started doing more of the story missions now.
Yeah.
But I did a fuckload of just, like, I have a problem with, like, you know, with the maps, how you can just kind of, there's little icons that appear everywhere. It's like a question mark. I was like, well, I need to know what's hiding there.
And when you say you have a problem, you mean you have a problem.
Yeah. Like, I like to do that kind of stuff. Yeah. And that was the same issue with Far Cry, which burns me out, is like, there's
like
so
you
much
get sidetracked.
Yeah. But it's like to an obsessive kind of level that I have to do it, even though it's the same thing.
Yeah. So you spend so much time doing that stuff that you're kind of, as you said, you burn out.
Yeah. So I don't know that much about the story so far.
So I haven't played any of it.
So I've played like maybe 12 to 15 hours. And I think the story's only meant to be 10.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like a reasonable kind of ratio.
Yeah. Not that far in story at all, but from what I've gathered from the start, that's where you get the most of it. And I've done a few of the side things.
Do the side missions have like interesting storylines?
No,
it's all just like randomly generated, like repeated crap, right?
It's just kill. Like
it's go from point A to point B, murder everything. Done.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no story conceit.
It's
There's
just
no interesting characters.
Wasteland. He is like a compound.
And from what I hear, there's like, kind of not much interesting in between either.
Yeah. You're just
an occasional like convoy.
And occasionally. But then I feel like as well, like sometimes when I've like, you know, trashed my car or something, there's ones that you can like repair yourself, but some of the others I don't think you can. Maybe you can unlock it or something. I'm not too sure. Anyway, I've lost my car.
Yeah.
Don't have it. So I'm on foot.
Yep.
Because I'm close enough to the destination. The fast travel is like not many. Like in large kind of areas, it's like the main city in there that you can kind of fast travel to. You can get a car there.
Yeah.
But still.
So yeah, it's more like you travel to a key point and you drive from there.
Yeah.
So and you can get another car. Like you don't.
Yeah. And you can take the bandits' cars and like, you know, sometimes you'll find them on the road. I found though that, I don't know, I could be just an idiot, but then like, you know, there's like, oh, bandits driving past. I'm like, all right, I'll engage them. Like, I'm just an idiot, like on the road, like I'll shoot them.
Yep.
They just drive straight past.
They don't care.
Engage me.
No, they got places to be. I don't care about your ass.
I'm engageable, bitch. Look, I'm all vulnerable.
I'm engageable. Damsel in distress.
Engage me. Yeah. So then like the first couple times I was like, oh, I'm going to like, you know, like, shoot a couple bullets, like trigger a fire.
You'll flag them down the
kill them,
aggressive way.
Take their car. Just like, nope.
Later.
Is there like a character creation thing? Like, is that all right? Do you customize or
it's,
not really?
You pick woman or man.
Couldn't do anything with that one, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, so you can't create your character at all. It's just You choose its gender or whatever.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Is there an online companion?
No. Don't believe so.
So it's pretty bare bones.
Like, there's plenty of stuff in there. Like, you're not going to travel, like, you'll always run into something. It's just the thing you're running into is the exact same thing.
Right.
Okay. It's like, it's a large compound. It's a smaller compound.
It's a large, small compound.
Yeah. Pretty much. Or then they have, like, sentry turrets or something.
Yeah.
That's it. They'll just be placed sporadically. And they don't vary, really. Like, sometimes they'll have more health and they'll, like... But they're the same. Like, you take down one of their health bars, then they start adding in this second move. You know it's coming. You take down another one. Yeah. They'll add in this third move. No variation. It's the same. It's the exact same turret.
Right.
Unless maybe in the newer... Like, I've been through, like, maybe four of kind of the areas so far. Like, two extensively and then two, which I'm now just kind of getting a gentle fist in. I was going to say dip my toes, but I'm not a feet guy.
That's where I come in.
That's why Max is here.
Yep.
I thought we could use some diversity.
But I will be honestly surprised if the diversity of the environment kind of changes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in mission style. It's exactly.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are some different environments from what I've seen.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Yeah. My pants aren't blown off. Like, you're like, oh, it's kind of cool. But it kind of loses the kind of cool thing when you're doing the exact same thing, except there's trees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, that's fair enough. They don't take advantage of the environments. They don't make special use of it.
Yeah, it's like, you're
getting different kind of engagements.
Yeah. You add a swamp. There's a compound on the swamp.
It's my swamp.
And then
I Shrek'd
them. And then it fell down into the swamp.
And then I Shrek'd them.
Shrek'd them. It sounds like rectum.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah. Shrectum.
Oh no, now it's sounding like rectum.
Shrectum. Yeah, look, that's my thoughts.
I think what do you have to say? Like, you said the combat you were enjoying.
Yeah.
What have you got what can you tell me about like the abilities, the powers and stuff?
I've
heard some opinions on those.
I find that I don't use them that much.
Yeah.
I've unlocked, because I made it kind of a priority at the start. They were like, oh, like they put a few on the maps and stuff, and they're easier to kind of find. And like I've upgraded like most of them, like maxed out the ones that I've got. I rarely use them.
Yeah.
They
don't seem that, from what I've seen and have heard other people commenting on they don't seem super necessary, and also they've got long enough cooldowns that they're not kind of
what kind of powers are there?
I use them more for like traversal kind of thing. So there's a force push kind of thing.
Okay.
I never use it because I can just shoot them in the head. Why make them on the ground? Like when I shoot them in the nuts, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I could. Okay, I might start trying to shoot them in the nuts.
Shrek them.
Yeah, Shrek them in the Shrek them. One is like a vortex thing, but you can use it as a jump, like boosts you up in the air.
Kind of thing.
So I just do that with that. Like I level up.
Yeah.
If there's something super high I want to get up to, put it down, do that. One's a double jump.
Yeah.
How do they like sort of put the powers into like the world? Is there like a story element? Like, are you like radioactive or something?
No.
Or, like,
so it's part of the story. It's like you get like this special suit, like of a, like the elite ranger kind of things.
Yeah.
And then they have,
so it's not magic.
No.
Okay.
It's science. Like,
it's
so
science.
It's science. It's science. Yeah. Bitch.
Good.
And then they have these kind of think like, you know, Fallout kind of shelter things.
Yep.
Where you discover them, you go into them, like it's usually got a small compound out the front of them of like bandits.
Sure.
You kill them, go in there, put your hand in the machine, and it gives you a power.
Okay.
Like it injects you with stuff, with science.
Right. Injects you with science.
Yeah. Like Bioshock.
Yeah.
That's more, I guess it's science. I don't
Bioshock's
know.
It's all about the science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, but you drink that. Or you can inject it in the early ones.
Totally different, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Are there like NPCs and stuff, or is it all, it's just bandits everywhere?
Yeah, there's NPCs.
They're doing anything?
Just weird shit.
Okay.
Like, I think, Sometimes you'll see them just kind of like doing snow angels just in the dirt or something.
Right. Oh, that's cute.
Like dirt angels.
Sometimes, like you'll talk
it's
to them.
It's my really like C-grade biker gang.
Like.
Or your Guns N' Roses cover band.
Yeah. Dirt angels.
Like, I've at the start, I talked to a few of them. I don't see the point now. Like, it's nothing of interest. Like, I'm not interested in the story or the world. So, sure. I skip everything now. Right. I go from A to B.
So, what would you rate this game out of 10 so far?
How far off are your pants?
How many Shrekdoms would you give it?
Six. Answer it using all of these rating systems.
6.5 for all.
6.5 Shrekdoms.
Yeah.
6.5 pants off? I don't.
Yeah, 6.5 pants off.
I don't even understand.
So, 10. Like, worth playing, but not great?
It depends. If you're after, like, see, I think David's generally a lot more story focused and, like, enjoys that kind of stuff. I'm more gameplay. I would enjoy it more than, like, because I don't mind, like, if I have something else to do and I just want to kill things, like, sure. It's good movement, it's good things. That's why I play Destiny a lot as well. Like, I enjoyed the gameplay. Story in that's trash. Like,
true.
Yeah. But I will play that a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, if you want something like that, I'll play it, but I would probably wait till it goes on sale. It's not
it
a. It's not
more
a,
like a. Maybe I'll check this one out later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Speaking of checking things out later, I dove back in to check out some of the Hades updates as that progresses in early access. There's been a few major updates since I last played, which was pretty much around the first release. That game, A, continues to be great. B, their updates are awesome. Like, they are significant improvements and just kind of flesh it out some more. They've added a whole... for those not familiar with Hades,
That's me.
That's you? Okay, Max, let me tell you about Hades.
Sit a little closer.
All right, let me just shuffle up over here.
Oh, God, he's actually doing it.
Tell me about Hades. Boys and girls, let me tell you a little story about Hades.
I think I've seen you play it. It's like sort of isometric.
Yeah, it's that kind of perspective. It's an action game. It's a roguelike.
There's lots of bright colors.
Yeah, I mean, great art. Mm. And
flashing lights.
And unlike most of your roguesque games, a lot more story than you'd expect, a lot more character work. But basically, you are... it's run-based, so you are attempting to get out of hell, basically.
Okay.
As
fast as possible?
As alive as possible.
Mm, that's a good way to make it out.
I find. Yeah. You wouldn't know from my success rate. No, actually, I... So you're going, you're basically doing it a room at a time, and each room will have some enemies, and upon defeating those enemies, you'll get a reward, and then you have a choice of path. You can go through somewhere between 1 and 3 doors, and those doors will have different rewards depending on which route you go. Eventually, cool. You'll fight maybe some mini bosses, and then ultimately a boss, and then you'll progress to the next like level, which is a completely different biome, different art, different characters, different enemies.
So what's different in the update?
So they've added a third biome. They've added there's been two major updates and then one like pretty major like I'd say a one significant update since I last played.
Mini major.
Yeah, a mini major
update.
Yeah. Okay. So in those they've added a whole new biome, so a whole nother level.
Cool.
Which comes with its own couple of bosses as well. They've added a couple more bosses to the lower levels. They've added the other thing you're doing, one of the rewards you can get is basically a boon from the gods. But they're different gods. So you're going through the Greek pantheon. But the different gods will give you different types of powers. Like a lot of the Poseidon powers are going to be
lightning.
Like, nope.
Moisture-based.
That'd be Zeus. Moisture-based. So, like, a lot of his... and it'll buff, like, your attacks in different ways. So,
Poseidon.
Like, if you upgrade your dash, on him, it now has like a wave like base knockback kind of thing.
Water dash.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of neat.
And each of the gods have different kind of styles, and you can mix and match them and combine them in interesting ways.
Like Bioshock.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
So they've added
fucking good games.
They are pretty good. Yeah.
So they've added a new god. They've also added new boons they can give, as well as...
Which god did they add?
Dionysius. Party god.
I thought it was going to be like Yahweh or something.
No, they're all in the
Muhammad.
Greek. They're all in the Greek pantheon.
Okay.
Morpheus?
Right. Yes. Morpheus.
Do you get those little glasses?
Yeah. That's one of the power boons. Yeah. That's one of the weapons.
Nice.
It's not very effective. So a lot of his stuff is about, so it's either going to be like buffs for you. So like one of my favorite ones from him that I like to get is when you go to the next room, you get like, I think it's like 14% of your health back.
It's handy.
Yeah. But also a lot of his things are like, if you buff your weapons with his, a lot of it is like causes them to sickness, which is basically damage over time on them. And,
oh yeah,
because they've been partying too hard is how I choose to interpret that. Because he's like the god of wine.
I like how you've like added your own little story to it. It's cool. That's cool.
I mean, he's the party god.
They're so drunk.
Yep. But yeah, so they added a new god. They've added combo powers where occasionally you'll get the choice of You'll say, I've already got a boon from Zeus, and then I'll go to the next room, I'll get Poseidon. He's like, oh, you got Zeus there. How about this combo power? And you get like this awesome like merging of
gods.
Yeah, of Zeus and Poseidon. Kind of, so like, brothers. it's got water knockback, and it fucking zaps him with the lightning.
Yeah,
like,
oh, that's cool. Lightning water. Yeah. That kind of fits.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff like that, which is really cool.
Cool.
They've also added some new characters. So you're also interacting with characters. Every time you die, you go back to the Hades palace, and you've got characters to interact with there, and you like level up your like relationship with them, and unlock new story stuff and
cool
conversations, and occasionally they'll give you items and things like that.
Is the story stuff interesting?
It is, yeah. So it's definitely drawing heavily on actual Greek mythology, with a little bit of its own twist. But I really like the characterizations of characters, and it's all fully voice acted, with really like with as you'd expect from Supergiant. It's all, you know, really interesting and quality writing with a really good voice acting, and yeah.
And all the voice acting is in Greek.
It's not. Oh, no. Okay.
Fair enough.
But yeah, that game's great, and. I wasn't I haven't played it since it came out, so it took a couple of attempts to get kind of back in the swing of things, but I was actually pretty impressed with how easy it was for me to just get back in. After a few attempts, I actually ended up... So last time I played, I was semi-consistently getting to the end of the first level and had only gotten past that a couple times. I am now consistently getting through that first level and wow, getting to the second one, and... actually, on my first, or was it second? Yeah, I think it was on my second time getting past that level since I came back, and this was the first time I had used a new weapon that I had just unlocked. I got through the second level in its entirety, and it was my second attempt on the final boss of the second level ever, and I beat it.
Wow.
So that was pretty... I was pretty stoked by that.
Oh, so you saw the third biome.
I've seen the third biome.
Is it Shrekdom?
No, it's...
Welcome to it's the not. Shrekdom.
No, it's Biodome with Pauly Shore.
Is he the boss?
Anyone?
No, he's not even the boss. He's a mini boss.
So the third level is Elysium, which is like this kind of paradise for the greatest heroes kind of thing. So it's all very lush and ornate and ostentatious kind of stuff. So it's cool. And the enemies in there are really annoying and difficult. And I've gone back there a few times now. I've fought the bosses, both of the bosses that are there. It's cool. I have not come particularly close to it. I think the best attempt on it, I got them down to like half health.
Damn.
They're
what,
tough.
What platform is this on?
It is currently only on PC. It is currently exclusive to the Epic Game Store.
Sounds epic.
While it is in early access.
Cool.
But they will be bringing into other things later.
Nice.
Cool.
But yeah, that is still great. And I look forward to playing some more of it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Max, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing? I started playing SteamWorld Heist. I think I mentioned last time that I downloaded it, but I hadn't actually played it yet.
Yes, so.
Yeah, I got into a little bit of that. I'm not super far in, like I'm still pretty early. But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I like the sort of turn-based strategy type thing they're doing, and the robots have, you know, quirky sort of conversations and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really that interested in the story, but
I mean, the story is pretty light, but it is, yeah, it's entertaining and the characters are... Yeah.
What's there is like quirky enough.
Light and quirky, fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Kind of reminds me of like Futurama.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because there's robots.
Yeah,
there's robots. For anyone who hasn't seen that show, like, there's a character called Bender. He's a robot. It's like an alcoholic. It's kind of funny. And, yeah, this particular video game is sort of all about robots who, in this case, happen to be cowboys. And...
Cowboys.
Like smugglers?
Pirates?
Cowboys?
All that kind of... you know,
pirate, smuggler, cowboys.
They're like...
Look, all three of those words are in the freaking game.
Yeah.
In there.
It's basically... They basically take all the ne'er-do-wells of Earth and put them into space as robots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So you sort of...
Yeah, there's this weird blend. There's a lot of, like, there's very, like, pseudo-nautical stuff going on for the pirates, but they're also kind of, a lot of them definitely acting very cowboyish and, or like, I guess, more like cow... What's a bad guy cowboy called?
Like a
bandit?
A brigand?
A brigand, sure. Yeah.
I think you already said ne'er-do-well.
Yeah, okay, good. We'll go with that.
That covers it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, there's a lot of the really, like, little nice touches to it. Like,
yeah.
I like how you've got your little base ship, and then every time you start a level, like, you see, like, a cross-section of your ship literally, like, connect to the other ship, and then you, like, walk onto it physically,
yeah.
And then you see your ship sort of, like, go away.
I love the hats.
It's kind of neat.
You can shoot the hats off people, and you can then take those hats.
Yes. That's...
And claim them as your
own.
That's
in the game.
Yeah.
I haven't found any good hats.
It took me a while to find a good one.
A musty old, like,
do they give you
fedora.
Bops or anything?
No.
No.
Huh. Just
guess you could wear a cool hat. Or a not-so-cool hat.
I mean, the hat that you start off with, like, the sort of main character...
Yeah.
...is already pretty cool. Like, I liked the main hat. And then I got a bunch of, like, dusty shit hats. I was like, why the hell would I want that?
You can get some cool hats later on.
Okay.
Trust me, keep an eye on the hat game is worth it.
Tune in next week to hear about... my new hat upgrades.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I haven't played heaps of that.
Yeah.
It's fun though.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Other than that, yeah, I played a little bit more of Dragon Quest.
Oh, yeah.
Not heaps. I'm sort of like into the stage now where a lot more of the materials are available to me. So like that's cool on one side because now I can build stuff.
Yeah, it opens up a lot more stuff you can build.
Yeah, like everything up until now I've made is like literally made out of dirt. So like I've got this whole like
empire of dirt.
Yeah, I'll make you hurt. No, but like I feel like I fucked up because I played like 1 hour of the story.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, you know.
Time to build everything.
Yeah, time to build everything. I made so much stuff. Like, I've got
Wait, were
multiple...
you making, like all these people that were, like, requesting you make a house and things like that? Is that all that made with dirt?
Yes.
Great. Great.
But I didn't just do what they told me to build. Yeah. Like, I sort of went above and beyond and, like, I've got, like, a high-rise, like, multi-story city going on.
Outstanding.
But it's all made of dirt. And in the beginning, I was like, oh, cool. So, like, you just have dirt to build stuff out of. And then I went back and played some of the story after like 30 hours of dirt. And now I'm like, oh, there's also stone and like other materials. Like,
wait, does it matter though?
It doesn't, but
no.
It just looks like dirt.
It just looks
brown. Like
it just looks like everything's made out of dirt, funnily enough.
Like I've made this like really primitive looking like multi-story city.
Multi-story city of dirt.
It's just like if it rains, it's a really bad idea. Like It'll start to look
I don't
like,
think this is structurally sound.
Yeah, it'll look like some kid's like sad sand castle that's kind of like droopy and shit. Like,
wait, does it get affected by...
No, but I think... I don't know, like... I haven't played Minecraft, but I know that in Minecraft, like, the zombies and shit can, like, come and destroy what you've built.
Yeah, material... Like, stronger materials will be more resilient.
Yeah, so... there definitely is, like, some mechanic like that in Dragon Quest where, like, skeletons and little monsters and stuff will come and attack you. But what I noticed was, like, I sort of fortified my dirt city...
With dirt?
With more dirt. And they weren't busting through.
Yeah.
But I've only been attacked once, and it was sort of like the tutorial time when you get attacked. Yeah. It's like, oh, no. You know, the characters are, like, sort of...
Yeah.
You know, hand-holding you through it.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't touch anything. Like, they couldn't get in because I built, like, dirt. This huge dirt.
Maybe that's like, turning them off. Yeah, like, they're going to be like, oh, let's raid them.
They couldn't get
Why
in
would we or raid they didn't want to. City.
They got there, so everything was made of dirt. And like, ah, you know what? Maybe maybe we've got better houses.
No, what they ended up doing was just, like, they had the walking animation, but they're just, like...
Just walking into the wall. Dirt. Yeah, into the dirt.
And, like... It was like, oh, you have to repel the invasion. And I was like, well, they're not getting in. I could just, like, we
could live like this now.
Yeah, but in order to progress, I had to, like, scale my giant wall. I built multiple walls.
Great.
I had to get over them, jump down and kill them, and then get back in. But they were posing no
Probably should
threat.
Have put a dirt door in.
I didn't put a door because I thought maybe they can break doors. So I kind of built this.
Also,
like,
how do you make a door out of dirt?
I kind of
how
made
do you
like
make a
bridge.
High-rise building out of dirt.
That's easy. Just go up.
No, I have doors, but they're like attached to dirt. I don't know how. And like I have
wood's the strongest.
I have
part
like
there.
Stairs and stuff, but they're made of dirt.
I think walls just melt around it.
And like there's floors, but they're dirt too. Like everything is dirt. And I'm only now getting like
it's a good thing gravity doesn't.
I've
really
got wood. Because you can't hack down trees in the beginning. Like the
oh,
only
you make a dirt axe?
Yeah, the only... you get a hammer somehow, which like bashes trees and stone. It's like a mallet.
Mm. Wait, you cut down a tree with a mallet?
I mean...
You could.
Bash it down, I guess.
Yeah, you crush it.
And then you use that wood to make other stuff.
All right, you've discovered building games.
Yeah, look, it's good fun. It's something I wouldn't... I don't think I'm going to, you know, really lay into it and play it start to finish. I'll probably just kind of like have it on my Switch. And
just a chill thing to come back to. When
You know, when I get bored with something else, just jump in, make some dirt.
I'll make some dirt. Make some dirt out of dirt.
Wait, do you have to harvest all this dirt?
Yeah. So in order to like get the dirt.
He's just flattened a mountain.
You have to like, you'll have to get your mallet or whatever. And you can sort of look up or down.
Mallet seems a super bad way to get dirt as well, actually.
Look, it's effective. You just kind of like hack into the ground.
Yeah.
And then like I've made like a complex tunnel system, which is partially like...
For his dirt mine.
Oh God, is the dirt city on top?
Yeah. So like there's all of these tunnels that lead into my city, yeah.
Great. It's dirt on top of dirt so we can mine dirt to put dirt on top.
Well, the monsters like will go into the tunnels too. So I might have to think about that.
Put dirt in your dirt tunnels.
Does it matter how like structurally sound it is? Like the weight of the city?
That's not a thing.
I've got like staircases to nowhere and stuff like that. Like,
but if someone were to blow up the tunnels, no, that's a
I just don't know,
there's
like,
no,
what...
Gravity isn't a thing.
Like, what happens later on when the enemies are tougher and, like, can they, like, hurl fireballs at you or, like...
Oh, it's dirt.
Probably.
Can they bust up your...
Dirt's actually probably pretty good against fire.
It's better than wood.
Not so much stone.
I mean, stone is, you know...
Yeah, but dirt, better than wood.
I mean, if it's, like, an explosive fireball, dirt's fucked. Because it's just the force of it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's, like, a simple Molotov cocktail...
Yeah, then you should be okay.
Wielded by these sort of cute... enemies.
Yeah, like I said, just an adorable slime comes up and lobs a Molotov.
Slime is one of the things you have to collect.
Mm-hmm. It's a Dragon Quest game. There are slimes.
Blue goo.
Yeah.
Get a lot of blue goo.
Okay.
It's Dragon Quest. There are slimes.
Lots of slimes. But yeah. No, it's a bit of casual fun.
Yeah, cool.
No, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Other than that, just been playing a little Tetris on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys don't need to hear about that.
Oh.
Unless you want to.
By all means. What kind of Tetris?
So Tetris was invented in the '80s.
No, specifically, what Tetris are you playing? Is it?
I don't know, the phone one.
Okay, it's nothing special. Okay,
it's the same Tetris.
Okay, I was just curious. That's fine if there's nothing special about it.
Did you know the game Tetris was created in the Soviet Union?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, a little factoid for you.
Yeah,
thank you,
Mother Russia.
Yeah,
Mayor of Dirt City.
Comrade Tetris.
Sure. Anything else, Broker?
No.
All right. I also, on the Switch, because I was just looking for stuff to kill some time, mainly while I was waiting for the Hades downloads, I smashed through Bastion on the Switch.
Oh, that's a good game.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Nerf Bastion?
No, Bastion's great.
Oh, okay. Wait, what's the opposite of Nerf?
Buff?
Yeah, buff. Buff Bastion.
No, it's perfect as it is.
Oh, geez, all right.
Have you played Bastion?
No, but I've heard the soundtrack.
It is an amazing soundtrack.
Good soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah. It is fantastic. Actually, yeah, I just put on a bunch of Darren Korb music at work today, actually.
It's very good.
Because I was like, none of these playlists are really interesting. Let's just put on all of his music. So we got through all of those, all of the Supergiant soundtracks.
What is it? Yeah, because Bastion's fantastic. Transistor's fantastic. Pyre.
Yep.
Pyre's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really good.
Yeah. So, and hey, the music in Hades is great.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll check that out when it actually comes to things.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I will keep you posted, but it's really cool.
What kind of soundtrack is in Hades?
It is, I mean, you heard the Bastion soundtrack, so it's definitely Darren Korb. It's definitely his style.
Oh, wait, it's the same.
It's the same, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he is the in-house composer at Supertramp Games. So.
Oh, wait, so that's the same.
Yeah, it's the same, studio.
Did you just say that? I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
I don't think I explicitly said that. We just were discussing it as though it was assumed knowledge, but we did not spell that out for Max or the viewers.
No, I don't know these things.
No, that's fine. That's fine. No, cool. you're asking the right questions.
Good, yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Yes, Supergiant Games, yeah.
Cool.
Hades is their latest. Bastion was their first.
No connection to Giant Bomb?
Actually, yes, but not in the name. So only in that the one of the designers and the writer at Supergiant Games is Greg Kasavin, who used to work at GameSpot.
I know
with many of the Giant Bomb crew.
Now he's over there with Jeff Gooseman.
What? Who's over where?
No. Jeff.
Well, yeah, that's Jeff Gooseman at Giant Bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Greg Kasavin's at Supergiant. And actually, Giant Bomb did publishing a documentary series on the making of Bastion when they first announced that. So cool. Yeah, there are definitely connections, yes.
Ah, there you go.
But not the name is not related, but yeah.
Okay.
Neato.
Good for them.
Yeah. I love all of their games. They're great. Yep,
they're good.
Yeah. But yeah, smash out Bastion on the Switch. I mean, definitely a game that you can play more of, and I probably will be doing that, but... Yeah, that game's great. It's been a while, quite some time since I played it. And I don't know why I got it on the Switch when I could have easily played it in any of the other platforms that own it, but...
I feel like it would make a good Switch game.
It does. It plays very well.
Do you have a Dreamcast?
I do not. I never had any of the Sega consoles.
Me either. Let's get a Dreamcast.
I've got...
do like a Dreamcast series.
Sure, I'm up for that.
That could be fun.
I've got a couple of the early Sega's.
I really don't have a way to connect a Dreamcast to any of this gear, but I'll find a way.
Does anyone remember Crazy Taxi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played Crazy Taxi on PC.
That was great. What a great game.
Yeah. There was an Xbox one as well.
I think they re-released it.
Yeah.
It didn't age well, I think. But at the time, it was pretty...
I don't know. Crazy. Let's find it. Let's track down a Dreamcast.
Cool. They're out there.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah.
I don't have a Dreamcast.
Bastion sounds great.
It is. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you should definitely play it.
And that Giant Bomb
connection is great.
Do you want me to do the song now?
Yes. It's news.
Bastion. Wait, does it have... What's the song about?
What song?
He just picks popular song.
Well, no, he picks... you heard it last time. He didn't even know what the song was. He got confused with something else.
Maybe I'll be Bastion. I'm already Rage 2.
Okay, he's just singing a song about
Nerf Hades.
He's just singing a song about what we've already discussed.
Okay.
As opposed to, no, normally Jack is picking a song,
trying to pick a popular song, and then
and
he just
parodying it to sing about the concept of us about to do the news.
Yeah, so you just take out words and add in news and then add in David.
And generally speaking,
just
yeah,
David.
I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it is impossible to tell what he's singing, either due to the notes or the fact he's just cracking up laughing. So, go.
Okay. No, no. I'm not going to. Yeah. I'm not talented enough for that.
Yep, that's definitely a requirement.
R.I.P. Jack.
He's not dead yet.
Oh, we don't know that. I haven't heard from him today.
His leg is.
Oh, yeah, same.
He got gangrene.
Oh, dear.
Damn. Sorry, Jack.
Yeah.
On to some news.
Dust news.
Et tu news. Two. I have 9.
Holy fuck.
A lot of these are not as big as they look.
9?
I've heard that before.
What are you doing? Nothing happened this week.
It's a Fortnite.
Oh. Fortnite.
All right.
There's no Fortnite news.
Let's get right into the news.
Okay. Okay.
The game stuff.
A lot of this is really small.
Killer
so, hey, the creator and writer of the John Wick films has joined the Just Cause movie as the writer.
Oh, God. I mean, that sounds like it shouldn't suck, but it
still will.
I'm going to bet good money.
It's still a video game movie. Suck.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know that I'm coming to the John Wick movies for the writing.
No. There was writing.
Dog dies. Murder.
Murder. Yeah. Look, it's...
End? Question mark?
It is a amazing action series with some well-done mystique and lore.
Yeah.
But not so much in the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway,
I very much enjoy it.
So, yeah, Deadline has reported that, Deadline.
With Chris Hansen?
Yep. Dateline with Chris Hansen has reported that Derek Kolstad, writer and creator John Wick, will be...
Has been grooming children.
And also that the movie will basically follow the foundation of the game series with Rico Rodriguez on a race against time to stop the Black Hand, a lethal mercenary group.
That's
and
kind of
apparently
racist.
Filming is expected to begin in 2020. Also previously announced, Jason Momoa will potentially be playing
My son and stars.
The character of Rico.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah. And also Brad Payton to
get that
direct.
Bread.
Delicious.
His most recent work being Rampage.
Wow. Oh, is that the Rock movie?
Yeah.
I didn't
also
see it.
Also, video game based title.
Oh, that I was a played great that, game. Yeah.
Yeah, that was is, it? Yes. Believe it or not, that is based on that.
I get the giant ape.
That's literally the extent
that's
of it.
It?
Yes.
That's
it.
The Rock. You were a lizard punching buildings and eating people.
Yeah.
Good game.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Good game. Yeah. I like that.
I should put these in a different order, but sticking with movie stuff, Lucasfilm developing a Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic movie.
Lucasfilm?
Yes. Owners, the creators of Star Wars, Lucas.
Is that still a thing since Disney bought it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did they fire everyone and like replace them with...
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Probably.
Look, that hurts me because those first two games are like in my
some of
top
the
five.
Best games of all time.
Yeah,
yeah,
like definite top five, possibly top three.
Yeah,
I love the shit out of that first Knights of the Old Republic game.
Fuck yeah, BioWare at its best.
Does it need a movie? Just make a freaking third game.
Or yeah,
do you want that now?
No, from BioWare. No, that's why you get Obsidian to do it because they did a great job with Knights of the Republic too.
Yeah, if Obsidian
and Obsidian
did it,
are still great.
Yeah, they're good developers.
Yeah.
But, like, do you need to do a movie? Like,
no.
Well, apparently, they have been... according to Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy, they talk about making a Knights of the Republic movie all the time.
Do they?
Apparently. And yeah, they're developing something to look at. They have hired, and here's, they've hired Jason Ultra Carbon Momoa. Creator, Leta Kalogridis. I don't have a fucking clue how to pronounce that. Leta Kalogridis.
Knights of the Old Republic.
That's incorrect.
The Black Hand.
Who also wrote the scripts for Shutter Island and Alita Battle Angel?
Look.
Or Angle, as this says.
I actually didn't mind both of those movies.
I didn't mind Shutter Island. I thought that was okay. I very much disliked Alita Battle Angel.
That seems to be like
especially the writing.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I know you liked it though. Yeah.
Like
I strongly disliked it.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe because I went into it thinking this is probably going to suck balls.
No, I went in thinking this is probably going to suck and came out disappointed.
We had a laugh.
Yes, we laughed at its expense.
Yeah.
Which is something that's enjoyable, but it's not what it's meant to be. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. She was also a producer on Avatar.
Are they going to cast Leo? That would be pretty sweet.
Leo.
Leonardo DiCaprio as like a Jedi.
Sure, I'd buy him as a Jedi.
He'd make a good Jedi.
Jedi. Yeah. Okay. I feel like...
I mean, that would kind of mirror like the sort of twist at the end of Shutter Island. Like, oh my God, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm Revan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, like, that is pretty much...
Oh my God, I'm Revan.
No, that's pretty much...
It's the same
spoilers
movie.
For Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, oh, sorry, everyone.
But a fucking...
Spoilers for this game that came out 20 years ago.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, look, I'd take Leo in that role.
Yeah,
I'd take Leo.
I think Leo's great.
I like him.
Good actor. He's good. Yeah,
that Romeo and Juliet movie.
Oh, I wouldn't have. I like him in that. Yeah. I don't know if that movie's great.
What?
I really like that movie.
That's a great movie.
I'll be honest. It's been well over a decade since I saw it.
I've seen it more recently than that.
Okay.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw it?
Maybe a few years ago.
Why don't we have a boys' night and watch Romeo and Juliet?
So we can check out Leo.
Young hearts.
I liked it, and I like the soundtrack. Like, I like the
Wait, wait, wait. Gaming news runs free.
David.
Never something David.
Never something David.
That's good. Yep.
I don't know the lyrics.
You're making your own. You didn't have to. You just had to know the tune.
I also can't sing.
That was good.
I have none of the pieces of.
I knew what you were singing.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I have any other movie related stuff?
It's back up the top.
One other thing. Sonic the Hedgehog has been delayed for the Sonic redesign.
Yeah.
Which we were.
Well done, internet dickheads.
Yeah. Originally set to be released in November, it has now been delayed to February 14th, 2020. So director Jeff Aller tweeted that the filmmakers are taking a little more time to make Sonic just right.
They're making his cock bigger.
That is the problem that
that
the fans
was my
had.
Main complaint. Yeah. I was like, can't even see it.
Gotta go fast.
How can you go? Fast, unless your dick's grinding on the ground.
Have you seen a hedgehog? That's how they work.
That's fair. They just
what are they, like a reverse bumper car. It has to be in the ground.
It's like a helicopter dick, but like
I would.
Faster. Oh, that propels
yeah.
them.
No, I.
That's
I,
how tails goes, but like
it's, yeah,
yeah.
Dick. I would. I would cite actual hedgehogs we are familiar with. As evidence that you don't want that.
Hedgehogs we are familiar with?
Yes, in like the mortal who? Realm. I meant actual hedgehogs.
Jack?
Not gentle
you,
Jack.
You think about it. They're on all fours along the ground. They're really, they're pretty slow. You stand them up so they're not dragging on the ground.
Okay.
Super fast.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. How Sonic got... his new penis.
Hey, yep, is that how Stella got her groove back?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah it was. It was.
I'm so glad you know that movie. Fuck yeah, Stella and her groove.
It's back.
It's back. Same with Sonic.
As a result of the events of this film.
How Sonic got his dick back.
Was it internet processed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's how Stella got her groove back. People were so shocked that she lost it.
So we petitioned the director to change the plot.
It delayed the movie significantly.
Coming in February 2020.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you guys want some new consoles, yeah?
No.
Check out... Okay, that was...
Gamers.
How about this new handheld game system?
By who? Soldier Boy?
From publishers Panic.
Who the fuck's Panic?
You may know them.
Panic at the Handheld?
Yep. You may know them as publishers of Firewatch and the upcoming Untitled Goose Game.
I don't write tragedies. I write platformers. I don't know.
Wait, why are you like surprised by that at the end? Like,
he didn't know. That's what I'm writing. Through.
Oh no!
I don't know.
Anyway,
who the fuck is Panic?
That's not important.
Firewatch is decent.
Firewatch is good. Yeah, Firewatch is good. Look, you may also
never
know them
be
as
the ultimate handheld.
No,
which everyone knows is the Vita.
Okay, right. It has some. We'll get into it. It is not attempting to take a swing at the Vita's
good
throne. Take a swing at its throne.
It's a big throne.
Yeah, okay. You don't want to punch thrones, basically.
Punching thrones.
You may also know Panic as developers of the popular FTP program Transmit.
No, I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
The fuck is FTP?
File Transfer Protocol.
Fuck the penis. I don't know. I'm tired.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, buddy. Anyway, they I'm gonna bring this up.
Give us some deets. Like, is there like a design, like a prototype or anything?
They've shown all this shit. Yeah, here you go.
It's super risky, like trying to bring out a handheld. Nintendo have such a grasp on that.
Yeah,
like the Vita was a good.
Uh huh.
Oh no,
are you seeing this?
That failed.
No.
What is that?
It has a crank.
Why?
Okay, so.
What is she playing?
Is it really? No other pictures here? Okay, so...
Why?
That looks like a horror movie where they're like, she lost her mind. She just cranks 24-7.
She just cranks.
She can't stop cranking.
It is the Soldier Boy.
So, the system is yellow and small enough to fit in your pocket. It features black and white screen and plays all kinds of games.
It's a black and white screen?
So,
does it come in a Happy Meal?
I mean, kind of. So basically, it's not like an open platform. It's not a traditional platform.
Okay.
They are developing a slew of titles that are just going to be released, and you'll get them periodically.
A slew of titles.
Yeah. They have worked with a number of indie game designers to just develop games specifically for it, and they will be releasing 12 brand new games.
Who's on board?
One every week. Such names as Keita Takahashi. Zach Gage, Bennett Foddy, and Sean Inman.
Old Foddy.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't know those people, I'm sorry.
they are known indie developers.
Okay.
Not by you, obviously. No. But yeah, you'll get 12 games, one release each week. And yeah, they're just going to be
each
fun
week?
Surprises. Yeah.
I'm getting triggered from when Valve said they'd release a Half-Life 2 episode every month or something. Remember when they did that?
This is a little less ambitious than that, I think. Also, I think they've also already got these games down or something. But
okay.
Yeah, so the hand crank, which rotates along the side of the controller, some games will be designed to use that explicitly. Some won't use it.
Does this platform exclusively make fishing games? Like,
no.
Reeling them in?
It also has A and B buttons and a D-pad.
Okay, all right. Well, that's helpful.
Yeah. Cool. It is priced... It's coming in 2020. It's priced at $150 US. And you get all 12 of those games included in that.
Okay.
And then they will, assuming it is successful, release further seasons of games where you can just basically, again, buy the season and you'll get a bunch of games.
All right. Well, better sell my Switch.
Yep. You're not going to need it anymore. You'll have 12 games.
Oh, you could buy a couple of them.
Getting ready to crank.
You could crank on both hands.
Yeah. Ooh, I actually know. I mean, you have to have something holding it in place.
We used to call that skiing.
I'll hold them
in high school. don't know if anyone's heard of that.
She's headbutt the mic.
Handbutt.
Oh, okay.
That from high school too? Want to play handbutt?
Hey guys, want to play handbutt?
I wish.
Speaking of things that are definitely happening, I don't know. Dead Island 2 has not been cancelled. This is your...
I thought they made Dead Island 2. Didn't that come out?
No, they made like a Dead pseudo Island Riptide, sequel. Which okay. It was kind of trash.
This is your biannual update, your biannual reassurance that Dead Island 2 is still in development.
Cool.
It was announced in 2014, which was supposed to be, at that time it was under development at Jaeger. But in 2015, Deep Silver announced they were parting ways and that Sumo Digital will be taking over. Then Deep Silver was acquired by THQ Nordic. And this week, THQ Nordic announced earnings in which it included the Dead Island 2 logo. Then later on, THQ Nordic CEO Lars Vingefors, I don't know.
Nailed it.
Confirmed. Dead Island 2 is still being worked on. Stay tuned.
That's it.
That was my bit there.
You were going to say that.
No. I was saying I wrote that part, but that's it.
Yeah, but you were going to say that.
I said it at the same time.
You both said it. It was okay. Impressive. All right. I didn't join in because...
Frankly, I was very disappointed and scared.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dead Island 2 is still coming.
Apparently. I enjoyed the first one. It was a good multiplayer romp.
Yeah, it was a good romp.
But...
We already did that one. So Gaming Disorder has been officially...
Oh, I saw this.
Yep. Added to the list of diseases under the World Health Organization. I don't know. I didn't plan ahead for that sentence.
Yep.
Gaming Disorder is characterized by a pattern of persistent or recurrent gaming behavior online or offline. And goes on to say that gaming disorders can include the following: impaired control over gaming, e.g. onset, frequency, intensity, duration, termination, context.
Intensity?
Yeah. Increasing priority given to gaming to the extent that gaming takes precedence over other life interests and daily activities.
Oh, God.
And continuation or escalation of gaming despite the occurrence of negative consequences.
Yep.
It's the intensity that pushed you over.
Yeah. Getting blisters everywhere. Intense
game. Yeah, look, that's interesting. And...
sad.
Look... especially nowadays, they work on like a gambling kind of model as well to some extent.
Yeah, which there's a bunch of stuff happening with that as well. Legislation has been raised in America.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
To basically ban loot boxes.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's not so good government intervention.
But I mean, loot boxes are...
yeah.
They're not great. I mean...
No. I'm not supporting loot boxes... but ultimately, don't really want it to come into legislation if we can avoid it.
Why?
Because government meddling in private affairs.
It's not private. They're like selling it.
Yeah, that's still...
They're going to stop. I mean...
they are stopping.
Oh, yeah. Look, I... good. Fuck loot boxes.
Yeah, again, fuck loot boxes, but fucking industry needs to regulate itself.
Yeah, it should have. But it should have done this.
They won't, though, as long as it's profitable. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It won't be profitable because countries keep banning it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. Oh, look, that's fair enough.
Yeah, the disease will be officially recognized on January 1st, 2022, which I don't know why that's a thing.
Nope.
I don't know.
Can't help you.
But little Jimmy won't leave his room. Well, we can get in a lot of gaming between now and then.
I'm healthy until then.
Intense gaming.
Is that like a warning to everyone?
Yeah, come back in 2022. That's when I'll be sick. Yeah.
Okay.
The ESA has responded negatively to this decision. The ESA being the lobbying body for the video game industry.
The Electronic Sports Association.
That is not correct.
Damn it.
There's been plenty of other... I like that this... that the ESA isn't the only one, but including the all these other branches of ESA. But yeah.
Including IKEA?
Including IKEA. That's IKEA. Okay. That's ours.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a thing.
Cool.
Hey, Telltale Games are disappearing from stores. Since that studio has closed.
That's a shame.
GOG has announced that many of their titles will be removed a day ago. No, at the start of this week.
Too late.
Including The Wolf Among Us, Guardians of the Galaxy, Hector Badge of Carnage. I don't know.
Badge
I'm not even
of
familiar
Carnage?
With that one. The Batman series, Sam & Max, Puzzle Agent, Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People. Yeah. Apparently anybody who already owned them will still have access to them, but yeah, you will know we have purchased those. Tales from the Borderlands was supposed to be cut, but apparently 2K Games is working on keeping that up.
That was a good game.
Yes. Tales of Borderlands and Walking Dead cannot currently be purchased on Steam as well. Sam & Max and the final season of Walking Dead cannot be bought through Steam. Batman Wolf Among Us are still available, but yeah, we'll see how long that continues.
Okay.
That's a bit of a bummer, because, I mean, yeah, the studio's gone, but you should still be able to get these games.
Yeah.
And people that made them should get fucking royalties.
Yeah. And look, they were... There's a handful of really good games
in there. For
the
most part, there are some great games there.
Yeah.
Most of Telltale's games were at least good.
Yeah.
Some of them were great.
Yeah.
That first Walking Dead season... Tales from the Borderlands is really great. Wolf Among Us was
really
great.
Yeah.
I've heard only really good things about the Batman ones. I played the first episode and it seemed good. Jack seemed to quite like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've only heard good things about those. Yeah.
Gentle Jack.
But yeah, that's a shame.
What's your favorite era of Batman? I like the ones that had Mr. Freeze.
Tim Burton Batman.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. I had a Mr. Freeze action figure when I was a kid.
Mr. Freeze
great.
Was good.
Yeah, I treasured it.
I definitely appreciate the Tim Burton Batman.
It's the only Tim Burton movie I like, to be honest.
Wow. Okay.
I don't even like Tim Burton at all, except for Mr. Freeze.
I was never huge on those, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're more of like an Adam West.
So. I definitely have enjoyed some Adam West Batman.
They're quirky.
Yeah. I mean, the 90s animated Batman's probably my highest rated Batman. And I very much enjoyed the recent ones.
Did you say animated?
Yeah.
Is that with Mark Hamill?
Yeah.
As the Joker?
Yeah.
He's a good voice actor.
Yeah. He's a great voice actor, yeah.
Talented.
Yeah, that stuff's, I would say, probably some of my highest rated Batman.
Cool.
But I very much enjoyed the Nolan stuff.
Mm. Batman.
The Batman.
Yeah.
All
right, anyway, what have we got? You want a new Zelda game?
Yeah.
Well, too bad. You're getting this Zelda weird crossover thing with Crypt of the Necronancer, which also seems really cool. But
yeah.
Is this also based on XCOM?
No, this is Crypt of the Necrodancer, which is a rhythm game.
Necrodancer?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's a rhythm game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. That was a cool indie game that came out a couple years ago.
It's a roguelike.
And Nintendo...
like Hades.
Yes. So Cadence of Hyrule, Crypt of the Necrodancer, featuring the Legend of Zelda. That's a mouthful. Will supposedly be released on the 30th, which... At the time of this recording is unconfirmed because it's not the 30th yet, but it is when you're hearing this, so you'll know.
Yeah, if you have any feedback, if it's out, let us know in the comments.
Because we have no way to tell.
Great. Past.
Yeah, send those back to us in the past.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. But yeah, so apparently, somebody's the source code for the website has release date May 30th, 2019 in it.
Wow. Cool. Some deep digging.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, last thing. Microsoft and Sony have partnered up for the future of video games, cloud technology, all that jazz.
I think it's smart when you have Google dropping balls in.
Yep.
Got to do something.
So, Microsoft and Sony have revealed that they have established a strategic partnership where basically Sony is going to be using Microsoft's Azure cloud system, which is one of the biggest cloud infrastructures in the world, and what is powering a lot of Microsoft's Xbox stuff. And Sony's going to be providing like semiconductors and image technology for their half. And yeah, they're teaming up to
tackle Google.
Tackle Google, I guess, is the unspoken goal.
Cool.
you finally got close enough to the mic. Oh, too close. Closer.
No, go on.
Yeah.
Superconductors.
They have signed a memorandum of understanding. I like this. That says the two will jointly develop future cloud solutions within Microsoft Azure. It also says that Sony will use Microsoft Azure for its own game and content streaming services, including a push to build better tools for content creators.
Tools.
They are also committing to work together on semiconductors and artificial intelligence.
Oh, shit. Like Skynet?
Yes, like Skynet.
Skynet. They're
working together on Skynet.
Skynet?
More like Guynet.
That doesn't make any sense.
I forget the context.
I know, you're talking about Grindr.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like they really missed an opportunity when they were naming Grindr. Why didn't they name it Guynet?
I don't know, like probably because it will short out your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know all about us. That.
Oh, boy. But look, I think it's a good mashup, Sony and Microsoft.
Yeah,
maybe Sony will play ball more with, you know, cross-platform.
So that's the other part of this story, which has come to light a little bit later.
Sony still says fuck you.
Well, no, Sony kind of just didn't really talk to the PlayStation division about this.
Smart move.
Yeah. Report out from Bloomberg says the news caught the PlayStation team by surprise.
Oh, boy.
The story cites people with knowledge of the situation who say Sony negotiated with Microsoft on the deal largely without the involvement of the PlayStation team.
Oh, look, this is going to be like a Brady Bunch situation.
What?
I kind of want them to get Sega involved. I would really, really like Sega to get back into hardware.
I don't think they want to do that.
No. But if we're talking about unholy alliances.
Yeah, fair enough. Then Nintendo and Sega need to get together.
Where's Nintendo in all this? Are they going to...
They're already working with Microsoft.
Oh, they are. Are they going to get in on this threesome?
But they don't have anything to bring to it other than games.
Hey, Reggie's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson?
Reggie Fils-Aimé. Oh,
yeah. Okay. It's now Gay Bowser.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Gay nope. Bowser.
Doug Bowser.
Doug Bowser.
Guynet.
Yeah. Yeah, so negotiations with Microsoft began last year and were handled directly with Sony's senior management in Tokyo, largely without the involvement of the PlayStation unit, according to people familiar with the matter. Staff at the gaming division were caught off guard by the news. Managers had to claim workers and...
claim you are now mine.
Had to calm workers and assure them that plans for the company's next generation console weren't affected, said the people. That's a weird attribution. The people asking not to be identified, discussing private matters.
So it won't affect the PlayStation 360.
Five?
Or the PS1.
Okay. No, it won't affect those either. Okay. The Bloomberg story also claims that Sony and Amazon held discussions in 2018 to talk about the potential for a deeper collaboration on cloud gaming, Amazon being the other entity that has that kind of server power.
Great.
It's pretty much Google, Amazon, and Microsoft.
Is Elon Musk going to get involved?
Probably not.
Okay. I want to see the Musk box. That could be interesting.
Oh my.
Look, I would buy a Musk box.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I've got for news.
Cool. Need the music. Oh, there's no.
But I do like your music, which sounded kind of like the music you would get on the introduction to a early 2000s like E3 video.
Yeah, it takes me back.
Yeah. Hi, I'm here at E3, and we're playing the latest Sonic Adventure.
It's got a penis, makes him go faster.
Next up, Jet Force Gemini. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
shall we look ahead to some releases of games? To the future?
Yeah. Let's look at our future releases.
Not much. Not much. We're getting into June here.
Any news on that 1080 snowboarding sequel?
I'm not seeing anything here. It's not on the agenda. On the 4th of June, we have Kotodama, The Seven Mysteries of Fujisawa, a visual novel coming to PC, Switch, and PlayStation.
Cool.
Persona Q2, new cinema labyrinth coming to 3DS.
Cool.
The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel 2 coming to PlayStation 4. It's a role-playing game. And Warhammer Chaos Bane coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Also a role-playing game. I have no idea which of the various Warhammer games that is.
Cool.
That's a lot of Warhammer games. On the 6th, we have Slay the Spire coming to Switch. There's a roguelike deck-building game that is very popular on mobile platforms.
Oh, like you just build patios.
That's, yep. Roguelike patios.
Deck builder.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
No, a deck builder, like the type of the Hand of Gilgamesh.
I know, you build patios. Or verandas.
Yep, verandas.
Love a good veranda.
On the 11th, we have The House in Fata Morgana, Dream of the Revenants Edition. That's a visual novel, if you couldn't guess from the title, coming to PlayStation 4.
Morgana got Fata?
I assume it's Fata and not Fata. It's F-A-T-A. Feta.
Feta?
Feta? No, that's A. It's F-A-T-A.
Okay. Either way, I'm sorry, Morgana.
Mm-hmm. On the 12th, we have Doraemon Nobita's Story of Seasons coming to Switch.
Cool.
And on the 14th, we have Master Blaster Zero coming to PC.
That's what they call me.
That's Zero? Literally the next fortnight of releases I've got here.
All right, cool.
And Slim Pickens,
perhaps.
And possibly The Legend of Zelda.
Look, I'll probably pick that up.
What was it called? The
Cadence.
Cadence of Hyrule.
Hyrule.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, I'll probably check that out. Maybe Q2?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I was always put off by the Q games.
Yeah.
I like Atlas, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll have a look at it at least. The Hyrule one I'll probably grab. Sounds fun. I like dancing.
Dancing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anything? Are you going to be continuing on with some rage?
Probably. It's hard. Kynet. That's the slogan.
It's hard?
It's hard.
That doesn't sound like a great sales pitch.
we could rename the podcast.
It's hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think...
Probably just the Hyrule thing. Like, I'll try and... Like, I played a bit more Rage today. I'll probably... It'll start trickling down when I do the same thing constantly.
Yeah. Max, you got any...
Like, what am I going to play?
What are you going to be playing next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I might look for a few things on the Switch. I'm kind of like the stuff that I'm playing now, like I'm enjoying, but it's not that meaty. Like,
sure.
Kind of casual.
You're looking for something a little more,
yeah, maybe
substantive.
Yeah, I haven't played much. Like, I haven't touched my PS4 for like like a month, really, probably.
All right.
So, yeah, I kind of want to get back into the Yakuza series.
Oh, yeah. What about Sekiro?
No, I don't know if I'm in the mood for that right now.
Yakuza's definitely meaty.
Yeah, Yakuza's like, it's a good mix of like, you know, good story, funny.
I got all the Yakuza's there just waiting to be cracked open.
Yeah, I've got, so I'm up to like Kiwami.
Yeah, okay.
And I've got it downloaded, so.
Cool.
Hey, okay.
Ready to go. I remember when I got back from Japan, I was like, I need to play that.
Yeah.
And I've sort of been putting it off, so. Yeah, maybe I'll play that soon.
I heartily endorse.
I know. I know you do.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah. Majima time.
What about you?
Probably play a bit more Hades.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and not play too much of it. I kind of want to just keep coming back when they release more stuff. I don't want to burn out on it early, as I have often done with early access games. But having said that, I've already put a lot of time into it and I'm still very much enjoying it. So that's a great indication. I actually, very briefly, I played maybe like half an hour or something, like, because apparently I'm just on a super giant bender, Smash Through Bastion. I started playing Transistor again.
Yeah, that was good.
Except I had not factored in cloud saves, so I started a new game and it brought in all my stuff. And I'm like, oh, I don't remember what any of this does. Yeah. So that'll take a little relearning. But yeah, I like that game. And then, you know, why not? Maybe go back into Pyre.
Because
I wanted to play that again as well.
Yeah.
Other than that, I may end up picking up Plague Tale.
Oh yeah, that looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last
of Us with rats.
Sure. Yeah.
Ellie.
That's the name of the character from
that Microsoft. Came out so weirdly.
Yeah, well.
That's my Joel impression.
Ellie.
Is that your rat Joel impression?
what was Joel's daughter's name?
Rat girl?
Dead girl.
Yeah, there you go.
Living dead girl.
Rob Zombie?
Yeah, all right. Let's go to Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie is my favorite genre.
Of games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zombie Robs.
What I was going to say was I need to... I also have come incredibly close to going back to The Division as well.
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
We should
minus
do that.
Jack.
We keep...
No, he probably has more time to play now.
Yeah, maybe he'll catch... Well, no.
He can't play without his leg.
Oh, yeah.
We should play more Narwhal. That was fun.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That was a good romp.
It's a good romp.
So now I'm looking at Rob Zombie's credits in video games. Obviously, he's been in some soundtracks.
Rob Zombie is working on a game with FromSoft right now. It's going to be like an open world Viking game.
I think you're thinking of George R. R. Martin.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they're one in the same, aren't they?
Sort of, yeah.
Rob Zombie.
And Miyazaki?
Yes. Miyazaki.
And Rob Zombie. Look, great. Throw that in the mix. Other than in the soundtrack credits, he has a thanks in This Is a Cry for Help, a 2008 game, and the 1998 release of Juggernaut, the new story for Quake 2, and is a credit for Other in Test Drive Eve of Destruction, but that's just a credit for a song, so I don't know why that's not under audio, but...
Okay,
good for him.
What song do you think is most used in game soundtracks?
Dragula.
Yeah. Well,
I can see three uses of Dragula.
Living Dead Girl.
I cannot see any of that.
Okay, fine. I don't know any of his other song titles.
Never Gonna Stop is...
Oh, Never Gonna Give
the
You
most.
Up.
Yep, that's it.
That's Josh's motto.
At least four that I can see there. Although those are almost all in WWE games. And by almost all, I mean, I think, exclusively.
Good for him.
Oh, dear. Anyway, that's the podcast.
Cool. We'll be back in 2 weeks with more Rob Zombie gaming crossover news.
Look, I'm down for it.
We'll just have to get in contact with Rob.
Yeah.
Mr. Zombie.
I'll hit him up. I know a guy who knows a guy. They have no affiliation with Rob Zombie, but I'll see what they can do.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, once again. Best wishes to Jack and his speedy recovery.
Sorry about the leg.
Yeah, we'll try. Like, we'll try and probably
you do it.
Skype him in or something like that at some point.
Yeah,
I would have done that for today, but it was, you know, a little last minute.
The hospital didn't allow webcams.
Yeah,
yeah, and he could still be there.
Yeah,
we should probably check in.
We should probably check in on him.
I'm sure he's fine.
Oh, look, I'm sure he's fine, but you know, someone's gotta.
Oh,
cool. Yeah.
Bum de bum de bum.
Has anyone checked his room? What if he's still here?
That doesn't even make sense.
He's just suffocating under his bed. He can't get up.
Why would he?
He sleeps under.
I have questions about how he. That, like, why would he message me?
He was desperate for his PlayStation. Made it up the stairs. Oh, okay. Lost all his energy. Kind of collapsed. Waited for you guys to come home, and that faint whispering is Jack.
Yeah, me. That's what that is. I was getting pretty annoyed because it was interfering with the recording.
I've been playing Rocket League this week.
You do listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I've seen him play. Not very well.
Ooh.
Like your vision was obscured?
No, he kept losing. Sorry, Jack.
Oh, he did well against us. He stomps it.
Oh, he's way better than us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm
We're super trash.
I'm sure he's better than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, Jack, all the best.
All the best,
thinking
buddy.
Of you.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of me.
Oh. Thinking of all the...
lonely people.
Okay.
Goodbye, David.
Bye.
See you guys. Thanks, listeners. Thanks, video games.
Bye.